Amalgamia. This species lives some 40 light years from us. This carbon-based life form has been recreated on a molecular level in our advanced astrolab. The species exists in the star system called TRAPPIST-1. TRAPPIST-1 has 7 planets orbiting their star, one of which is home to Amalgamia. Due to the immense distance, her DNA blueprints have traveled to us for over 4 decades. Apart from the biometric samples, our probe keeps sending data of her lifestyle and peculiar behavior. She roams on the rocky parts of this oceanic planet, similar in many ways to our blue home. The flora and fauna on the equator have adapted to its 146 hours of daylight and freezing temperatures at night. Amalgamia hibernates at dawn, retracting the flowery parts into her crustacean body. Her behavior and physique is largely shaped by this equally unique planet. None of the TRAPPIST planets spin, as they are under the tidal lock of their calm star. The day and the night cycle of TRAPPIST-1e is caused by its gentle eccentric wobbling. When the very long day begins, Amalgamia wakes up, energized by its sun, the ultra-cool red dwarf. This photosynthesis is similar to the way the ocean algae feed on our star. She also glows to mark her presence in the dim light of the TRAPPIST. The teeth and talons give way to her second carnivorous nature. Amalgamia preys on some smaller animals dwelling on the rocky beaches. Her horns and rigid body serve as a protection against much larger predators which hunt in this area. We still don't fully understand the meaning of the intricate markings on her reptilian skin. This may serve the role of seducing the male, never seen before by our space probe. Who knows? Maybe Amalgamia is self-producing, like species of viper or some insects via parthenogenesis. Our astrobiologists are confident that it's only a matter of time for this puzzle to be solved. Our advanced satellite system and terrestrial rovers continuously work on TRAPPIST-1e, acquiring knowledge about this exciting planet. Here, in 2096, many of us still don't grasp the importance of plants and animals here on Earth. Giant corporations continue to weaken biodiversity in their quest for economic growth. We have failed to stop so many species from becoming extinct. Only now, towards the end of the century, we have managed to bring some of the key animals back to life, thanks to our advanced biotechnology. The reversal, however, is slow and uneasy as we battle the misconduct practiced for centuries by humans. Compared with the harsh reality of a Martian exile, our damaged planet is still a diverse paradise. There may be a second chance for the human race to live alongside thriving nature, but the clock is ticking.